relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
If you're vaccinated, go enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. We've all been longing for some time away, some time to do the things we love with the people we love. If you're not vaccinated, give yourself a gift this holiday weekend and get vaccinated so you can protect yourself, your family, and your entire community.
Did you hear that? Your overlords at the CDC are telling you how you can celebrate Memorial Day or how you are not permitted to celebrate Memorial Day. Of course, that woman doesn't understand the word American. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network, and you are listening to America First. Breaking news all over the place. Bahena Rivera has just been found guilty of murder in the first degree of the beautiful Molly Tibbetts. We also have the news from the Senate that Nancy Pelosi's star chamber of a January 6th commission is, at least for the time being, dead in the water without the requisite 60 votes in the upper house. We have a full show for you today. Jim Jordan, Trish Regan, Jim Carafano, John Patton, Jennifer Horne, the Baron, Boris Epstein, and so much more. But we are honored to open our show today with none other than from Arizona's Fighting Fifth, Andy Biggs. Congressman Biggs, welcome to America First.
Seb, good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
We have to discuss this amazing event where you spoke at Tuesday. I was on the stage with you and my good buddy Mike Gallagher from Salem in Phoenix. Something gelled that night. We had an open session on the crisis on the border. We'll talk about what you've witnessed, the state of play. But first, if I may, I know it's the other house, and some congressmen are reticent to talk about the senators, but I don't think you're a shrinking violet, Congressman Biggs. This is good news, isn't it, that we have the star chamber is dead for the time being, but the fact that six so-called Republicans, including Mitt Romney, voted with Nancy's idea, that's not good news, is it?
No, it's not. You're right. It's good that it stopped, but the fact that they just need four more Republicans to kind of walk over with them is not good. It's not good. We need to shore them up. sometimes they get a little bit weak, that's for sure. But some of them, like Mitt Romney, you know, that was predictable. I think anybody looking at it would have said, oh, yeah, that guy's going to vote for that. But we've got to keep their backbone strong, because they're prone to can I say, act like pasta, a little bit, you know, al dente, but mostly
a little wet noodles. I think the phrase you're looking for is wet noodles there, Andy. It's, for the record, the six rhinos, of course, included Mittens, Mitt Romney, of course, little Benny Ben Sass, Lisa Murkowski, no surprise, Susan Collins, Bill Cassidy, what are you doing, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, and Rob Portman. So if you're from those states, tell your senators what you think of their decision today to vote with Nancy Pelosi, who would have used that subpoena-empowered commission as a political weapon against Trump voters and the president of the United States, who I served, Donald John Trump. Congressman Biggs, the event we had with 960 The Patriot in Arizona was superb, and you got really very emotional at the end of the event when you talked about the role of faith in our commitment to the American values upon which our republic is founded. But let's start with the topic of that evening, which is the crisis on the border. We are 64 days in since cackling Kamala Harris was made the border czarina by the senile old man that wears the title of President of the United States. How long can the Democrats... Can they deny there's a crisis forever? You've been there. You've seen it. 6,000 illegal aliens every single day. 500 children. Can they do this for the next 4 years?
It only so long as the left stream media allows them to do it. And I think they're getting weaker and weaker on it, because it is so patently obvious what's happening. Because you're mentioning the numbers. Those are the numbers that we know about that are apprehended. You've got another 1,500 a day that we know are entering the country that we can't get to. And then we don't know. There's probably another 1,500 to 3,000 a day that are getting in that we don't even know as known getaways. Then you add in the drug trafficking, you add in the sex trafficking, the abuse of people coming, and you can't stand there any longer if you're a Democrat. If you're a person of faith, or even a person of just goodwill and humanitarian love for your fellow human being, you will say it is not humane to have this open border policy. And you can't do it for 4 years. If you do it for 4 years, said the whole country would be changed, probably irrevocably.
It's not, you know, I'm a national security guy. It's not just the national security issues. We talked about the terrorist or watch list, people coming across the border who are on the watch list. It's not just the crime, the criminality, the drug smuggling, the weapon smuggling, the fentanyl. Above all else, this is a human tragedy, is it not?
Yes, we've been calling it the Biden's inhumane crisis since he started issuing executive orders on the 20th, because people are dying. You've ceded this over to transnational criminal organizations, the cartels. You got the people, coyotes. Look, if you are, we don't even patrol the Rio Grande River anymore, because if we see a raft coming, if they've got toddlers, infants in arms, the cartels, the coyotes that's there will throw them overboard if we try to interdict them. And it turns into a rescue operation and no longer an apprehension operation.
Yeah. The numbers of women abused, children abused are staggering. And the idea that this is all being done for the political purpose of amnesty and staying in power is truly evil. It may be hard to talk about this, but at the end of our evening in Scottsdale, things got very emotional, very serious, very heavy. Can you share with our 3 million listeners and the others who are viewing us on our live stream why we have to allow our faith to inform our attitude to what we are doing politically to vouchsafe the values upon which the republic is founded? How much is the challenge we face, not an everyday political one, but truly one that has to do with eternal and immutable values, Congressman?
Well, Yeah, you just went right to the heavy part of it, Seb. And I will just tell you that the weight and the information you shared really touched all of our hearts about your families and then Mike's situation with his wife and family. But all of those things get to and point to our dependency on the Creator to push forward. We're all given will. We're given the agency to act, but we are all limited as well. And when we are fighting the adversary, the actual evil one, the his adherents, the people that are moving that way, that 20 some odd years ago when I was doing UN work, the Europeans told me they were a post-religious society, and we have seen that move in the United States, where fewer than half actually rest and believe their lives and faith on God. We're all sinners; we all fall short. But that's the whole purpose of freedom, is to allow us to ultimately fulfill the measure of our creation from God. If we don't stand up, we will be held accountable. I believe. Before our Maker, for allowing the tyrants to take over.
Thank you for reaffirming that this truly is a battle between good and evil, between the forces of our Creator, the light, and the dark. God bless you. Follow this man, Rep. Andy Biggs, AZ, biggs.house.gov. It was wonderful to see you and your wife, Cindy. Please keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor, if you are in daily pain and have sought relief everywhere only to fail to be liberated from your pain, try out this product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, me included. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. What an incredible endorsement. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you. Like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose except the pain? 800-500-8384. Relief Factor. .com.
Does the Fed know what they're doing? Does Biden even have a plan? What do you need to know about our economic future? Let's talk to our market maven, Trish Regan, of the Trish Intel Podcast.
Market maven, I like that. Who writes these liners? He's a natty, natty thinker and wordsmith. Yes, indeed, we are back. It's Friday. We've got to talk national security, foreign policy with Jim Carafano. We're going to talk Second Amendment. We're going to talk your civil rights to protect yourself with John Patton of the Gun Collective and Jim Jordan. Yes, the Jim Jordan later this hour. I just can't stand it. Miranda Devine at the New York Post just tweeted this an hour ago. Fire. New developments on the Hunter and Joe Biden story from Cafe Milano about to break at the New York Post. Miranda, stop being such a tease. Let's get to work. She is one of your very, very top favorites. She is the host of the Trish Intel podcast. Follow her right now at Trish_Reagan on Twitter and subscribe to Trish Intel today, TrishIntel.com. Trish, before we get to the economic news, let's talk media. For a year, we were told that any connection that you made between the only level 4 virology lab run by the People's Liberation Army in China and the outbreak of the coronavirus in the same city meant that you were a crackpot conspiracy theorist.
How did that change in the last 5 days?
Because it turns out that those crackpot conspiracy theorists might have been right. We don't know yet, okay? We don't know, but the point is we don't know what we don't know. So why would you just give up on trying to figure out where this thing came from? I mean, look, I heard very early on, and we could go back to February, when my sources in intelligence divisions, in government, in the White House, in the State Department, I heard from multiple people said that they didn't think that this came from a wet market. I mean, they said it could have, but chances are they believed with a certain amount of certainty that it came from the lab, the Wuhan lab, right there in Wuhan, China.
It reminds me of Casablanca. It reminds me of Rick, of all the wet markets in all the cities in all the land. It had to be the Wuhan wet market where the virology lab is. Such a strange coincidence, isn't it?
I don't think it's a coincidence. That's what we've since learned. But what was crazy is that I couldn't bring this up. And, you know this as well. They would just shut you down, right? The internet would go bonkers. Google, Facebook, Twitter, you couldn't talk about this. And then they made fun of Donald Trump, who in late April of 2020 said that he had seen intelligence that suggested that it came from the lab. And immediately everybody was like, oh, well, he's just saying that because he's trying to point the finger at China because he's running for election. No, it was because there was intelligence that suggested it came from the Wuhan lab. So why can't we talk about that? Shouldn't a journalist, Seb, be asking these questions? Shouldn't a journalist want to know conclusively where it came from? You had Anthony Fauci simultaneously out there telling National Geographic in this big story, oh, there's no evidence, absolutely no proof. It couldn't have come from the lab. It had to have come from a wet market. And so this is what people went with. And effectively, what the media did was carry China's water for China.
But it wasn't just
Donald Trump so much.
It wasn't just the legacy media, Trish. When you have Facebook, and I read the statement yesterday from Facebook, that now they will not be suppressing statements on Facebook that connect the lab potentially with the outbreak, and they will continue to consult with their health experts on this story. Well, hang on a second. Your social media. What the hell are you doing censoring people's statements?
Because apparently, Seb, we all work as journalists, including any legacy media organization, for Facebook.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the problem. And so you as an individual, as a commentator, as a journalist, you can't get your information out there unless Facebook gives it thumbs up, thumbs down. I mean, this is bonkers. This is totally wild. And this gets us back to, listen, if you guys want to be the town square, you're the town square, which means everybody should be able to be heard. You have become too much of a monopoly. You don't, when you're suppressing, and by the way, this is important. This is a matter of national security, for goodness sakes. And this is why we have journalists that are supposed to be asking these questions. And the minute you said, oh, well, this might have had a link to the Wuhan lab, boom, you know, they would shut you down. You would be in trouble. They would demonetize you. I mean, you know, you went through this on YouTube. I've been through similar things myself.
Yes.
It's awful.
Oh, yes. All right, let's get to your forte, which is, of course, the market economics. TrishIntel.com, the host of the Trish Intel podcast. Let's listen to the man who bears the title of President of the United States, sleepy, creepy Beijing Biden. Cut five.
The bottom line is this. The Biden economic plan is working. We had record job creation. We're seeing record economic growth. We're creating a new paradigm. One that rewards work, the working people of this nation, not just those at the top.
The Biden economic plan is working from that unimpeachable source, Biden, and they've created a new paradigm. What is the real paradigm that's being created, Trish?
Can we talk 1970s inflation?
Yeah.
And stagflation all over again? I mean, he has done this to us. This is his fault. When you look at the inflation data out there, I mean, it's wild. I was talking to a contractor the other day who was telling me how lumber costs really have gone up 300%. I mean, 300%. Think of that. So if you're building a house, it costs you that much more to put in the floors and to build out the frame.
If you can find the materials, if you can find the workers. I was in West Virginia, one of the biggest food plants in West Virginia last weekend, Trish. Everywhere in the town, there were massive billboards where they were saying $3,000 cash if you sign up. Nobody wants to go back to work, Trish. $3,000.
Well, why would you go back to work when you can sit on the couch and live off of Uncle Joe, right? I mean, forget Uncle Sam. Uncle Joe wants you to sit home and do nothing. And he will pay you to sit home and do nothing more than you might make in a lot of jobs. That you know, by the way, this is killing small businesses in America because they can't find the workers. And that's a huge problem, which is why you have so many conservative red states now that are like, okay, enough. So, Seb, they've actually decided to suspend the federal benefits. They're like, yeah, you're not getting that handout from Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
And so suddenly, what do you know? If you look at the weekly jobless claims that came out yesterday, you saw a decline in the number of people applying for unemployment benefits in none other than red states, because it's those states that are doing, I'm sorry, it's the sensible thing. It's tough love, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, when you got a kid who doesn't want to, you know, go and get a summer job, my mom used to say to me, you get out there on your bike, Trish, and you do not come home until you have a job.
I remember my summers in college. I got the biggest forearms the world has ever seen because I was a furniture mover. You don't get anything else, just big forearms lugging around that furniture. Go out there, get a job, America. She's Trish Regan. Follow her, trishintel.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
We don't know where the novel coronavirus came from yet. The conspiracy theories fill the void.
I'm telling you, the Chi-Coms are trying to weaponize this thing.
Here's conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh with zero proof, suggesting a Chinese bioweapon lab is to blame.
This question about the Wuhan lab, we know that it's been debunked.
Those same agencies now have been tapped with investigating one of Trump world's most favorite conspiracy theories.
This week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunked bunkum, despite his own intelligence community's findings that that is simply not true.
Coming up with a conspiracy theory to try and foment xenophobia has just as much factual support as taking Clorox.
He can't just sit back and let the doctors and the scientists do their jobs. He's got to chime in.
He may pick up the conspiracy theory that this was some weapon.
People don't keep bats in captivity. Complete baloney.
We don't need to invoke conspiracy theories.
This is just another example of the president trying to change the narrative from his own failings.
If you look at the evolution of the virus in bats and what's out there now, it's very, very strongly leaning towards this could not have been artificially or deliberately manipulated.
Until Tuesday, I guess. If you get somebody in a British accent to say, People don't keep bats in captivity. That's baloney. I guess that's all the proof you need. But what happened? Why is it now that the Biden administration, which canceled the Trump administration's investigation into the connection between the only level 4 virology lab in communist China that is run by the People's Liberation Army with the COVID-19 outbreak, well, that had to be shut down until, what, it was reopened 2 days ago? Oh. Everything you need to know about the lying legacy media. Yes, the Soviets had their propagandists. Yes, TASS, Izvestia, Pravda. But they had to lie, because otherwise they go to the gulag. These people, whether it's little Don Lemon, Potato Head Brian Stelter, I always forget his name, Anderson Cooper, the guy who looks more like his grandmother every single day, they do it willingly. They are propagandists without coercion. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let's talk about something wholesome, something godly, something holy. And that's all of you who have donated so much to the Angel Tree Summer Camp for children who have lost a mother or father to the prison system. God bless you all. This is the shocking statistics behind the cycle that you are breaking. Well, let's just talk about them. This is Gary from the Angel Tree Camp, who is just giving you the truth about how you are transforming the lives of these children.
The big figure they always throw out, that 70% of these kids will become incarcerated when they're adults. And I think it's important on us to look at that and say, can we break that cycle?
70%. 70% of those millions of children across the nation who've lost a mother or father to the prison system end up there themselves. But we can help stop that. You can help stop that. Think of this. $200. How long does $200 last you? How many tanks of gas under Biden is $200? How many meals out? How many trips to the movies is $200? $200 could change your life forever for the better, because that's how much it costs to send one of these girls or boys to the Angel Tree Summer Camp. Please support them right now. A donation in any amount makes a difference, but $200 is one child for a week. Go to my webpage, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner at the very top of the page, or call 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794, or just go to the webpage sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A and the Angel Tree banner at the very, very top. We're going to discuss this tonight. It's going to be the opening of the Greg Kelly Show, which will be hosted not by Greg, but by me, the top show on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Eastern. Watch it tonight. I'll be guest hosting on Newsmax for Greg Kelly. Is the news that Patrice Couleurs, the self-professed Marxist co-founder of Black Lives Matter, I guess she's become radioactive, and she's resigned from Black Lives Matter. I guess it's too much of a hardship to run Black Lives Matter when she's got to look after those 4 mansions she just bought for herself. Pays to be a Marxist in America, doesn't it? All right, we'll be back with more breaking stories here on America First. Balance of nature. Are you the healthiest you can be? We need to exercise. We need to get out there. Take those masks off. But we also need to eat right. Do you always eat what you should? Would your mother be proud of what you eat? If you're a meatitarian like me, if you think kale is evil, do what I do. Take Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature today. 6 little capsules, 3 red for vegetables, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, that provide me and you with 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. All the things you should eat, but sometimes, maybe most of the time, you just don't. Order today, and Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping. Just use my name. Call 800 246 8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. That number again, super easy, but write it down. 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka.
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. And what I will do is the same thing we did in our administration. There will be an absolute wall between personal and private and the government.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business
dealings
with him?
Yes, I stand by that statement.
Yes, I stand by my statement. Well, you lied. If you go to my Twitter feed right now from Miranda Devine at the New York Post, you can see the photograph of then-Vice President Joe Biden with his son Hunter at Cafe Milano in Georgetown in D.C. with two of Hunter's Kazakh business partners. Will there be any consequences? Let's ask one of the true freedom fighters on Capitol Hill from Ohio's beautiful 4th District, Congressman Jim Jordan. Welcome back to America First.
Good to be back with you.
So
we're going to have a good holiday weekend this weekend, Sebastian. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I'm just worried about what the Biden regime is going to drop this Friday afternoon, because you know they're going to drop something big. Let's talk about, before we get to the Cafe Milano story, I have to ask you, I know it's the other house and congressmen are often reticent to discuss the Senate. How good is the news, allegedly, that because of the filibuster, the lack of a nuclear option, Nancy's star chamber commission on January the 6th is dead? Or how bad is it, Congressman Jordan, that we have multiple so-called Republicans who voted for Nancy's star chamber?
Well, I mean, no, the good news is, you know, we're Americans. We always see the glass half full. The good news is it's not going to happen. And, you know, because this commission, as you know, and you've talked about, is just impeachment round three for the Democrats. They want to go after President Trump. Sebastian, what else they got to run on? Even James Carville said this. Are they going to run on a crisis on the border? They're going to run on inflation with every price being up. They're going to run on chaos in the Middle East. They're going to run on you know, the crazy spending, the tax increases that are coming, the green. What else do they have to run on? The only thing they do is attack the president and set up this commission so they can run on you know, that issue. So this was a bad idea. It's good that the Senate didn't pass this this crazy bill. And now we move on, and hopefully we can slow down some of the other crazy things that the Biden administration and the Democrat-run Congress are trying to do.
What responsibility do the Republicans on Capitol Hill have now? Yes, they're in the minority in both chambers, in both houses. But is there surely not some political responsibility that Republicans bear when we now have the incontrovertible evidence that when he was vice president, Joe Biden, who bears the title of president, met with his son, Hunter Biden's business associates? Do we just kind of shrug our shoulders, or is there something we can and should do?
Well, the only thing we can do is talk about it, doing what we're doing now, because we don't have subpoena power. The Democrats control all the committees. I can write letters. I can do inquiries. We do that all the time. As the Judiciary Committee, Republicans do that. Folks on the Oversight Committee do that. All the committees are doing that. But you don't have subpoena power, so you can't bring in the witnesses. You can't have the kind of hearings that you could if you're in the majority. So we can talk about it. We can try to slow down their agenda. And we can just point out, you said one thing a few months back when you were running for the office of president, and now we see evidence that suggests that what you said was entirely wrong. So let's point it out. But this is why it's important we get back in the majority. I think we're going to. I think the American people, they see, you know, but when President Trump was president, we've went now in 4 months of President Biden, 120 some days, we've went from a secure border to chaos. We've went from energy independence to gas lines. We went from peace in the Middle East to rockets being fired on our best ally, Israel. And that, as I said before, doesn't even count the tax increases that are coming, the ridiculous spending, the attacks on our personal liberty, and the fact that every single employer across our district and across the country is telling me and telling their representative that they can't find people to work because Joe Biden's paying people not to work.
Yeah, I've been traveling recently, and wherever I go, it's the same story. The people are not going back to work because it's more worth it for them to stay at home. Congressman Jordan, I ask every significant America First personality when they come on this show to react to something one of the wisest political minds said a few weeks ago, and that's former Speaker Newt Gingrich. He said, the Democrats are so out of control, whether it's border, whether it's pork, whether it's defund the police, what have you, not simply because they truly believe it for ideological reasons, but because they also know that they are going to get absolutely shellacked in the House and the Senate even before 2024. Do you concur? What do you think of Speaker Gingrich's analysis?
The Speaker Gingrich is a smart man. I agree with it. I think the American people are a people of common sense. They don't like their liberties assaulted like they have been over the last year. They're so tired of the ridiculous spending. They're tired of all the things we talked about. This idea that the Biden administration created the chaos that currently is happening on our border. I mean, the worst 2 months in history as far as illegal immigrants coming in. So they see all this. And maybe the thing that's most important, the American people also see what our adversaries see. They see weakness projected from the Oval Office, weakness projected from this administration and from the White House. And Putin sees it. The president of China sees it. North Korea, all our adversaries see it. So I think all that together, you're going to see the American people in 18 months say it's time to put Republicans back in control of the House and put a check on this out of control Biden administration.
We have a very special edition of America First on Memorial Monday. We're going to replay our exclusive interview with President Trump. We're going to have Victor Davis Hanson, Lord Black, for a whole hour. But it would be remiss of me if I didn't ask you to address our 3 million listeners and the rest of our viewers. What is your special address to the people of Ohio, four of Ohio and America, as we get ready for this weekend?
Well, America is the greatest country ever. I do think President Trump is going to run again. I want him to. I think he was the best president we've ever had, getting more done of what he said he would do than any president, certainly in our lifetime. So, and we want to thank all those people, for over the years who have sacrificed for our country. We remember them this weekend. And I would tell every American family to enjoy your time as Americans. Go out and practice freedom, because the Democrats and the liberals around the country have been trying to make it tough on you for the last year.
I love it. What do they say about great minds and thinking alike? What did I tweet yesterday? 95% chance that my old boss is going to run in 2024. And he's right. Congressman Jordan is right. It's time to go out there and be free and practice your freedoms. Follow him right now, Jim_Jordan on Twitter, jordan.house.gov. God bless you and have a blessed and peaceful Memorial Day weekend. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Isn't it nice now and again to treat yourself? You know, that slice of cheesecake, that nice Italian tie you always had your eye on. How about a good night's sleep? Is there a treat that can top that? Behave. Mike Lindell's My Pillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. It just cuddles your cranium through. I really love my pillow. I really love it. And you will too. Check it out right now. Mike's going to give you up to 66% off if you use my name. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. There's a reason why he sold 51 million of them. Why President Trump loves them. Why I love them. Do it today. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. It's not Friday enough. Gentlemen, Eric, Shad, we need some Friday spirit. Let's have some fun. We can always rely on Senator Kennedy. Let's listen to Senator Kennedy's latest on Fauci. Cut to.
Well, let me say a word about Dr. Fauci. I know Dr. Fauci. I respect Dr. Fauci. I'm disappointed in Dr. Fauci. On too many issues, he has flip-flopped like a banked catfish. On too many other issues, Sean, you know, I'm a simple guy. I like breakfast food and straight answers, and he won't give a straight answer. He dodges, bobs, weaves, rope-a-dopes. This is serious business. This is not some academic frolic.
What did he say? I like straight answers.
And breakfast food. I'm a simple man.
And American breakfasts. I don't know how it goes together, but I love it. This I wanted to play from yesterday. I just saw it on my Instagram feed. It's Will Witt from Prager University. I didn't get to play it yesterday. It just, in 29 seconds, the utter and complete annihilation of everything the left stands for. It's delicious. Play cut.
Do you think I could be a woman with male genitalia?
Like I said, I believe you could be whatever you want to be, you know? It's whatever you feel inside. So if that's what you feel, then you're a woman, you know?
Yeah. So would you date me?
That's a tough question. No, I don't roll that way.
What do you mean? I'm a woman. I just said I'm a woman.
I mean,
the penis.
That's the tricky part. I don't like the penis part.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm a woman with a penis. Yeah, that's the tricky part. You transphobe. Oh, Will Witt, the man with the biggest hair in conservative politics. Oh, apart from Matt Gaetz. It's Will Witt. I don't know. We've got to get the ruler out. We've got to measure. Yeah, transgender. If you're a girl with a penis, that's the tricky part. Sorry, guys. It was just too good. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't go anywhere. We're having far too much fun. Stay on this channel.